Thomas Walsh was one of John Wesley's preachers. On March the 8th, 1750, he said this, "This morning the Lord gave me a language that I do not know, raising my soul to Him in a wonderful manner." Perhaps you're saved, you love the Lord, but you feel that something is missing in your life. Well, that one thing that's missing is the great baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Well, here we are once again on Truth in Fact, and I pray that you're having a blessed day. Isn't the Word of God good? Amen. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His Word gives us guidance and direction, and that's something we all need in our lives. Amen. Well, we're dealing with that wonderful and great and, yes, controversial subject of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, it's not controversial to me. I believe it. I've experienced it. I know it's true. And my friend, you can't talk me out of it. It's according to the Bible. It's according to the Word of God. It's a blessing and a gift from heaven above. And if it's from the Lord, then why would we not want to receive what God has for us? I think that's a good question. Well, what are some things that we can learn about the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Well, according to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, we see that the 120 were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and the fire fell upon them. That's right. Divided tongues as a fire sat upon each of them, which speaks of the visible presence of God. But secondly, we know that they spoke in other tongues. The Spirit of God gave them the utterance, and they spoke in a supernatural language. But what else can we learn about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Well, thirdly, the believers were unified. Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, the word one accord means being unanimous or having mutual consent, being in agreement. It also means having one mind and purpose. You see, one of the tactics of the enemy is to get Christians distracted from their purpose. Instead of having our hearts in one direction towards God, the devil wants to get our mind on other things, anything other than Jesus. That's what I believe hinders the moving of God within His people. Many times when we come together corporately to worship the Lord and to seek His face, our hearts are in other places. We're not in one accord. We're not being unanimous about one thing. We're not in agreement about searching for that one thing. When we come together, we don't have that one mind or purpose of why we're here. Too many times, we're too caught up in self. Those in that upper room were in one accord. They're waiting on God. They were seeking God. They were waiting to receive power from God from on high. And my friend, they got it. And we as the church need to get it once again. But it's not going to happen until we have determined in our hearts to be in one accord about that one thing, seeking God, until the Spirit of the Lord falls once again amongst His people. The church must get back to that one underlying current. It must get back to Jesus. It must get back to being in one accord about Him. We must seek Him for who He is. We need His presence to be amongst us. We need the power of the Holy Spirit within our hearts. Too many within the church have their own agenda, but it has nothing to do with God's agenda. Let's get back to being an old-fashioned, heartfelt, Holy Ghost, heaven-sent, devil-chasing, sin-killing, true blue, red-hot, blood-bought, God-given, Jesus-loving, Spirit-filled people today. Our Lord came that we might have abundant and abounding life, and it's only found in the gift of the Spirit of life. The gift of God is living water springing up into everlasting life. Living water is that water of vitality from the eternal source of life. The Holy Ghost strengthens the inward man. The Spirit of life dwells within men and permeates their being. He sanctifies their nature and quickens their power. He vitalizes their mortal bodies and radiates their life. On the day of Pentecost, people said that they were drunk. They were, but not with wine. They were animated with abounding vitality. Pentecost wakens people up. It vitalizes dormant powers and makes the utmost of every faculty and gift. Friend, why don't you try the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It's the one thing that's needed.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.